My name is Bryce Clark. I'm 16 years old. Today is October 22nd, and I'm speaking with Bob Cavanaugh, who is my grandfather. We are recording this interview in Hannibal, Missouri. When were you drafted, or did you enlist?
I was attending college and quit for a semester to make some money to go back to college, and I lost my student deferment. Got drafted, and when I got drafted, I went to the recruiting station and joined the Marine Corps.
How did you tell your family and friends that you were joining the military? Are these any conversations that stand out from that time?
I didn't actually tell my parents. They knew that I had got drafted, but they didn't know that I had joined the Marine Corps. I don't think they were very happy with me. But as the end result, it was probably one of the best things I did in my life.
If you enlisted, what were some of the reasons that you joined the military? How can you choose, or how did you choose your branch of service?
I have always been what I call myself a flag waver. I've been very patriotic all my life, even as a youngster. I respect the flag and what it stands for. And since I've been in the military and seen some of the countries and what goes on there as far as government and freedom, you don't realize unless you've been there that we're in the greatest country in the world, and fighting for our freedom and our rights is more than worth it. I'd do it again in a heartbeat.
Can you describe a funny moment from boot camp?
It was the first time we got mail, and it didn't happen to me, but a fellow Marine in boot camp opened a package, and it had cookies and a pack of chewing gum in it, and he called everybody out, and the recruit had to eat every cookie at one time, and then he had to eat the gum that was sent him. And then he had to eat the wrapper that the gum came in. So my next letter home was, do not send me anything, period. It's funny now, but it was pretty serious at the time.
What are some things you remember about adapting to the military life?
The responsibility, how serious the military is from what you know, a lot you view on TVs, not as serious as it really is, but also the friendships and the bonding that you make with your fellow Marines and fellow servicemen throughout all the branches.
Where did you serve during the war?
I had several duty stations around the United States, mostly on the West Coast, and I served one term in Vietnam.
If you deployed overseas, how did you tell your loved ones that you were being deployed?
Well, at the time I was in the Marines, Vietnam was hot and heavy, and almost everybody that joined or got drafted, that was their final destination at that time. So I think in the back of their minds, they always knew that I probably would have to go, and when I did, they were somewhat prepared for it.
What were some things that you remember most about your deployment?
Not knowing of what I was going into, what I was going to have to do. It's just a different world. It's nothing you can read about or prepare yourself about till you actually experience it.
Can you describe how you felt coming home from combat?
Well, in one sense, I was relieved. In another sense, in the back of my mind, I wanted to extend and stay over there. But I had only been married a little over a year, and I knew that my responsibilities were to come home.
What were some fun things that you and your friends did together while you were deployed?
Well, we had a couple R&Rs, and there was a lot of stuff there, especially when we went to the Philippines. They had a special services. We chartered a charter boat. We went scuba diving. We did a lot of things that no cost to us through the military. And the guys that I served with for a year in Vietnam, that I'm still friends with today.
What were the first few months out of service like?
A little crazy. A little wonderment of, should I have stayed in, or should I have re-enlisted, or should I be a civilian? And as that turned out, I made the right decision there. So I raised a nice family, and I have a nice home, and so it turned out for the best.
What were some habits you developed in the service that you like, or what are some that you dislike?
Well, you become more independent, you become more respectful, you become really more appreciative of what you've got, especially seeing some of these other countries and what they don't have as far as their freedoms and their tangible goods, their homes. Americans are blessed, and a lot of them don't realize it.
Is there anything you wish civilians understood about military service?
It's a necessity, it's a pride, and it's something that should be respected. Anybody that serves in any military, any first responders, any hospital workers, anybody that serves other people should deserve more respect than what a lot of them are getting.